When we throw away the trash, chances are we don't think too much about it afterwards. But nearly every night, some people await those bags of what you may consider garbage. The recession has forced many people to cut back on their food costs, so some have turned to so-called dumpster diving for their meals. Others, who call themselves freegans, choose to eat only free food, saying our society wastes far too much. In this story from our archives, reporter Callie Schanefelt profiles the people who are piecing together meals from what others leave behind.
One Wednesday night, just after 9 o'clock as Rainbow Grocery in San Francisco closed, I noticed a small group of people rummaging through the store's three dumpsters.
And then I looked at the time, I said, oh, they're closing now, let's go check the dumpster. And then we just unlocked the treasure trove over here.
I gotta admit, it's kind of like Christmas.
It's like fun.
Beside the contents of the three industrial-sized dumpsters, employees had placed boxes full of fruit. Dozens of apples, pears, and lemons. About five people of various ages and races were rummaging through an enormous amount of food. I couldn't believe the amount of organic produce and food that the store had deemed unfit to sell. But I wasn't convinced that it was safe to eat. So I decided to go back the next night to learn the secret of dumpster diving.
What's the secret? Jump in the dumpster!
That's Felix. He's from Switzerland, but now lives down the street for Rainbow Grocery. He asked me not to use his real name.
For me, for instance, I go in the store and still buy stuff here. And I never thought that I'd come out here. And I would think I'd take food away from people who need it. Partially, I'm in the same position now. I need it too.
Felix was introduced to dumpster diving by people from the organization Food Not Bombs, who distribute free food to hungry people. He now comes here practically every night to fill his own belly.
You want any of this cheese?
Ramon Perez lives on a school bus. He shared his secrets and his spoils.
I'm a musician, and I was having a hard time making money busking in the BART station, and people just don't kick down these days like they used to.
Felix wears gloves and a headlamp to dive into the dumpster.
Now look at this salad. I mean, it's nothing wrong with this. You can really right away eat it. Well, strong. Well, do you wash this salad?
Sometimes, but
I don't.
What just came out was pretty safe until you.
Yeah, it's probably more dirty from my gloves than anything.
But I still wanted to know how to avoid getting sick from food that's thrown away.
Things have to be trimmed sometime here, but I live close, so I go home, juice it up, cut it up, and, you know, eat it.
Felix often shares the food he gets from the dumpster with his roommate or friends. He doesn't always tell them where he got it.
Some people feel like you're not a useful member of society if you do this, you know. And
they call you a bum.
Right.
At one point in the evening, Felix popped out of the dumpster with a beautiful bouquet of snapdragon flowers.
See, even you! Oh. She goes, wow!
Those are beautiful!
I know!
Thank you.
Throughout the night, the store employees continue to toss more bags into the dumpster. Bags I used to think were full of garbage.
Actually, he's looking for the cheese bag. That comes out always the last. Sometimes you find nice cheeses in there. You have to trim them. Sometimes it's scary. It stinks like, you know, French cheeses. Sometimes you take too much. Let's say this salad, will I be able to eat it before it rots? But I always can go on my conscience, oh, I didn't buy it, now I can throw it away.
At the end of the night, I left with my bouquet of snapdragons and a new appreciation for what many of us waste. In San Francisco, I'm Callie Schanefelt for Cross Currents.